In this bulletin, an investigation reveals the Trump campaign did not collude with Russia to influence the United States election. The federal government announces funding for a new cancer treatment centre. And in cricket, Australia defeats Pakistan in the second one-day international. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 election has found President Donald Trump did not commit a crime, but also does not exonerate him. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has revealed Mr. Mueller found that members of the Trump campaign did not conspire with Russia in its efforts to influence the vote. In a letter, Mr. Barr released the summary of conclusions of the Mueller's investigation after the Special Counsel delivered his report on Friday. The letter reveals Mr. Mueller made no conclusion on whether Mr. Trump illegally obstructed justice, but Mr. Barr believes there was no offence. Mr. Trump has welcomed the report as a complete exoneration.
It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected. It began. And it began illegally. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown that failed.
Meanwhile, House Judiciary Chairman and Democrat Jerry Nadler has called for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report to be fully released to the public. The top Democrat says the summary of the Mueller report contains questionable legal arguments and has called on the Attorney General to appear before the House Judiciary Committee. Mr. Nadler also says Mr. Trump is wrong to suggest he is exonerated.
The President or his people are saying it's a total exoneration. That contradicts what the special counsel found. It's a lie about what the special counsel found, but we should not be surprised that they lie anymore.
Federal Labor has pledged to end the Medicare rebate indexation freeze within 50 days if it forms government after the next election. The freeze has kept Medicare rebates for some services at the same rate for years without taking into account inflating prices of services. It has been ending in stages since 2017 and is due to finish completely in mid-2020. Ending the measure early will cost $213 million and will include rebates for 100 GP items, including family counselling and mental health care. Labor health spokesperson Catherine King says the pledge is aimed at making health care more affordable.
People are now paying more out of pocket to see a GP than ever before, and that, let alone the cost to see a specialist, which has gone up by even more. People across the country are in desperate need to access general practice services. They come to these practices every single
Michael
day.
Michael Daly will hang on to the New South Wales Labor leadership for at least another 6 months, with party executives delaying a spill until after the federal election. The state Labor leader is facing a leadership challenge after a poor result in Saturday's election, with COGRA MP Chris Minns touted as the top contender. A senior party source said his head office was delaying the contest until after the federal election, expected in May, to limit any negative impact on the national campaign. The federal government is expected to announce the launch of a new national cancer treatment centre to be based in Melbourne. As part of next week's budget, Prime Minister Scott Morrison will announce close to $500 million in funding for treatment, hospital infrastructure, mental health services and medical research. $80 million will help create a national cancer treatment centre at Australia's Oncology Research Institute, the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre. Mr. Morrison says the new national cancer treatment centre at Peter Mac will provide access to treatments presently only available overseas. To cricket, and Australia has taken a commanding lead over Pakistan, winning the second one-day international and leading the five-match series 2-0. For Australia, openers Usman Khawaja scored 88 and Aaron Finch hit 155 as they took on Pakistan's total of 284. The Aussies were in impressive form and comfortably won the match by 8 wickets and 13 balls to spare. If they win one more game, Australia will have their hands on a second consecutive one-day championship after defeating India. Let's check out tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny and 32 degrees. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 21. In Melbourne, also cloudy, 18 degrees. In Hobart, a morning shower or 2 and 16. In Canberra, sunny, 23. In Wollongong, also sunny, 22 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 24. Morning shower or 2 for Newcastle and 26. In Brisbane, a possible late shower, 32 degrees. In Cairns, a shower or 2 and 31. And in Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.